Okay, so today we're going to start the new topic of Hana, a topic which I personally like very much. I think it's very relevant. It has to do with the outlook that we should take when we have pleasure in this world. And basically, our relationship with Gashmias. Obviously, it's a part of our lives, but what's the attitude that we should have when we are in an enjoyable state of Gashmias? So, the learning today, as always, should be a schus for our dearest Chaver, Chaim Lozov and Shem Shenariye, as well as Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim and Nachum ben Zion, and a schus for Fu Shleimo, Chaim Dov ben Menorachel, Chana Leah Bashay Dorachel, and Abadati ben Perel, as well as a schus for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael, those risking their lives to protect it. So, on page 631, he says like this: Kasvu Chachmei Amusar, the that you have two rivals. You have this world and the next world that are competing with each other. And as long as a person is desiring and running and indulging after the pleasures of this world, it's a sign that he's still on the outside, meaning it means that you are lacking in, you are devoid of that spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to have any pleasure, as we'll see. But it means that when you have a person who his ikkar is running from this to that, to a great restaurant, fancy clothing, he's got to go on a nice vacation, and then his kids' Hanukkah vacation is another vacation, and then winter break is another vacation, and then he's running after this food and that food, and everything is pleasure, pleasure. So then he's missing something. It means that there's some connection with Hashem that's clearly missing. And the entire punishment of chibra kever is unfortunately what the body has to go through after death, where the neshama experiences the pain of the body being consumed by maggots. And each bite is like a needle hitting the body. It's extremely painful. It's called chibat hakever. And the need is essentially the reason why it's painful is you see the body that represents your connection to Gashmias being decomposing. And it's hurtful because it's severing your connection to Gashmias. So the more involved the person is with Gashmias, the harsher Chibra Kever is going to be, and vice versa. If you have someone that's already living in the next world, there is barely any Chibra Kever pain because they're already living a life beyond this world. He says everything depends on the klipa, based on your connection to pleasure in this world, which is all forces of impurity that you derive pleasure from. Avol gufin did tzaddik haya, but the body of a tzaddik, that doesn't indulge at all from this quote unquote sitra achra from Gashmias, lo yishalta bahu, it cannot grab a hold of him. The aleihem nemar, and regarding him, it says, turning the page, af besari yishkan levetach, that even my skin is going to rest in security. Meaning that even the Chibra Kever is not going to disturb a tzaddik. Ki amru b'zayar HaKadosh, it says in Zayar, ki misha hu aduk va'avas Hashem, someone who's firmly attached to love Hashem, lo yimtza hanav v'nachas ruach misham davar shel ta'anugei olam hazeh. Someone who is firmly attached in connecting with Hashem, a love of Hashem, is not going to find any benefit or pleasure in this world. Rak yis'anig b'avas Hashem, you know what's going to drive him? You know what's going to motivate him? Just bringing pleasure, rather, just he's going to get pleasure only out of love of Hashem. Al derech tichsiv regarding or in a kiyum of that which it says in the pasuk, my yafis umano amt ava, how beautiful and pleasant are you, befitting of pleasures of spiritual love. Aval sha'arin yani oylam hazeh mechrochim oisim. But even regarding the things that you have to do, you do k'mi shem kifoi shade, like a shade is forcing you. L'shem shemayim al derech sh'amra ima shalom al Rebbe Lezer b'aylo, regarding Rebbe Lezer, her husband, that he was with his wife. He obviously had to have relations in order to have children, but it was when he was with his wife, it's like a shade was forcing him. Now that is not an appropriate. You don't need to be a chassan teacher to tell you that that's not an appropriate way to be with your wife. But the lesson should still be there, that we have to recognize that that's not the ikkar. And whenever we have Hana in this world, we have to recognize, and he's going to tell us what their attitude should be, but we have to recognize that that's not the point. We're not brought here to this world in order to have Hana. And even though things do make us feel good and give us pleasure, we have to limit our connection to those things because otherwise it's going to be that much more painful later on. V'roi l'chol adam l'schazik ol ha'mikbich b'machshavis tahayrois. He says, and it's incumbent upon a person to strengthen himself with pure thoughts, la'avin u'la'haskil, to properly understand shekol tanugei olam hazeh hevel heima ma'asei tatu, that all the desires of this world are just deception, are hevel, are worthless. Bin rega hayo, bin rega avad. In one moment it's here, and one moment it's gone. And that should be the driving factor. How do we know that tanugei olam hazeh are not something worthwhile? Because they don't last. So when you go on a vacation and you're sitting, let's say you're sitting by a pool, there's no one around, the sun is shining on you, it's beautiful. You know what you're thinking? You're thinking, I don't want this to end. I want to be here for the next year. I want to be here for another month. You know, and then the sun starts to go down, and suddenly night comes and it's time to go inside, and boom, you're done with that hana. Now maybe there's some lingering effects of it, but even the lingering effects are going to be gone. And soon you're going to be back at work and you're going to be depressed that Nebuch, I had such a great vacation, and Nebuch, I have to go back to work. And that's the proof that it's worthless. Because if it was worth something, it would not go away. It would stay with you. And therefore, because they're worthless, because they're temporary, you should not pursue or be drawn after them. And even let's say you do have to experience hana, okay, you do have to eat. And we're going to eat food that makes us appreciate God. So we're going to eat good tasting things. And we should eat good tasting food. But the point is, we shouldn't run after it. What should our machshava be when we do eat good food? Let's say we're mechubid Shabbos by eating nice tasting food, good tasting food. What should our machshava be? In Revach Mammon, he says, for example, you get some monetary gain. You make a nice deal or a bonus. Or your palate tastes a good food, or you put on a nice piece of clothing, take off yabil, you should immediately label it. In other words, call out the hana and say that is hevel. And you should say, if I'm getting so much pleasure from something which is empty and temporary, so you should tie it back to olam haba. You should say, I'm experiencing this, and if this is the temporary pleasure that I'm getting, alachas kama v'kama, how much greater is the pleasure going to be in the next world, asher tzadikim yoishvim, where the tzadikim are sitting, learning Torah, v'nenem yisav ha-shechina, and basking in the glory of the Shechina, shehi hano gedoy l'arein cheker, which is a pleasure beyond measure, shein anachni yichon l'tzayar echad mini elef, kol oid nafshena begufeinu. We can't fathom even a thousandth of it as long as our neshamas remain in our body. So we can't even fathom what that's going to be like. But what we should do is we should gain perspective and say, this world was not created to run after pleasure. It's a deception. It's the Yetzirah that's trying to pull me away from connecting to Hashem and instead try to drive me a life of running after my urges. And we see so many people that get caught up in Nebuch. They become either addicted or they're very unhappy, and they're always looking for the next, whatever it is, my next deal, whether it's money that's driving them, my next vacation, if it's boredom of life that's driving them, my next meal, if it's food that's driving them, whatever their, nisayon is. So that's where they're being driven. But unfortunately, they're never going to be satisfied, and they're never going to reach a point where they feel content and happy. He says, and you know what should be even more important to us than the delicious meal? How important it is for me to give pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to give pleasure through having a relationship with Hashem through doing mitzvahs. Because the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Avos, 1 hour of doing Torah, Mais and Tov, in this world is better, Mikol Chayei Olam Haba, more than all of the an entire life in the world to come. 1 hour of spiritual bliss in the next world is better than all life of this world. Now this means that how precious each second is in this world, that we can only earn chaye olam haba by doing mitzvahs in this world. So that's why it's so important. That's why we're saying it trumps, because only work, only a preparation that you do and a chana that you do in this life is going to benefit you in the next world. In the next world, it's too late. It's Misha Tarach Be'er Shabbos, Yarech Shabbos. You got to earn it in this world. And once you go to the next world, you can't earn it. That's why 1 hour in this world is better than all of Chaya Olam Haba, because you can't change your Madrega anymore in the next world. But 1 hour of reward in the next world is better than all the Hana'as of Olam Hazeh. And once you have that mindset, you're not going to, it would be, it's going to sound ridiculous to you, preposterous. I should put aside Torah and Mitzvahs in order to run after Hana'ah. Torah and Mitzvahs is going to bring Hana'ah. And even if they were to offer him all the treasures of his house, they would scorn him to the extreme. And he should say, what type of ridiculous type of trade-off is this? I'm going to give up reward in the next world, which is going to be greater than any hana I'm going to experience in this world, just for temporary. You're the child in the candy store who's giving away $1 million because he doesn't understand the value. And he's spending $1 million on a case or even a lifetime supply of whatever his favorite candy is. It makes no sense. But that's what you're doing. You're saying, I don't care. I want a lifetime supply. It's temporary, but this is what I want. And I'm willing to trade eternal life or eternal pleasure and benefit in order to get a temporary one. It makes no sense. So gain perspective. So two aspects here. Gain perspective when we do experience it. Make sure you keep it in its proper place. But understand that more, what should be not more important, that's not the right word. What should take precedence for us is I'd rather do something that will gain me chayi shah in olam haba, even 1 hour in olam haba, than a temporary hana'ah in this world. So I can have the hana'ah in this world, but keep it in perspective. And when you're faced with a choice, the choice should be pushed to the side, because who in the world, in the right mind, would pay $1 million, would trade $1 million to have any amount of candy in this world? You're devaluing what the $1 million means.